Right, cast your mind back, if you can, to the golden age of country rock.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face.
Yes, who else? America's biggest selling band ever, the Eagles, and their title track from the 1976 album Hotel California. 1976, I remember buying that one. To date, the band have sold 120 million albums worldwide. They've won 4 Grammys and 5 number ones, and their greatest hits record is simply the best-selling album of all time. Well, the Eagles split up back in 1980. Hardly surprising, really. They started thumping each other after a gig and had to be separated by their roadies. 14 years later, they made up and reunited for a series of live concerts, and they've been touring on and off ever since. But there's been no new Eagles studio album for 28 years. Until now, that is. At the end of this month, the band are releasing Long Road Out of Eden, a double CD of 20 brand new songs. The album's not out for a week or two, but something of a treat for you, the singer-songwriter and Eagles founder Don Henley has given the ticket a sneak preview. I caught up with him on the line from Los Angeles.
Music best in Berman, SUV. On a bright and sunny day.
Well, the album's a typical Eagles mix of rockers and ballads, love songs and songs with a political, a social message. The title track, Long Road Out of Eden. What a powerful, epic song that is. It begins with haunting Middle Eastern music, a soldier reciting a psalm, holding a rifle in his hand. Then you cross to the States and it's music blasting out of SUVs, people smoking cigars and telling lies, the lyric goes, at the petroleum club. It's a very damning criticism of U.S. foreign policy, of empire building.
Yes, it is, and that's what it was intended to be. We worked on that song for a long time. We did use some exotic instruments on it. There's an Afghani instrument on there, an instrument that is indigenous to Afghanistan. It's called the duduk, and that's the haunting sound that you hear in the beginning of the song. We also used some Eastern Indian instruments, an instrument called the seringue, and we had a lot of That was a lot of fun doing that. That was some creative stretching that we haven't done the likes of in ever, I guess.
But what's the reaction to these sort of lyrics going to be like? I mean, been down the road to Damascus, the road to Mandalay, met the ghost of Caesar on the Appian Way. He said it's hard to stop this binging once you get a taste, but the road to empire is a bloody stupid waste. You're America's biggest selling band ever. They're going to be shaking in the White House, aren't they?
I don't think so. I don't think they care. Obviously, the White House has demonstrated that it's not very vulnerable to criticism. But, I wanted to make a statement about empire. You know, empires, no matter how great, going all the way back to the Roman Empire or the Ottoman Empire, empires always fall. And empire building never really works out in the end. It always crumbles to dust. So we just wanted to make a little statement on that. There have been a lot of songs written about this war by various artists, but we wanted to come at it from a different angle and say something different about it that hasn't been said before, and I think we accomplished that.
Well, ain't it a shame that our short little memory never seemed to learn the lessons of history? We keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again, and then we wonder why we're in the shape we're in.
Well, there's one song, The Frail Grasp, where you say journalism's dead and gone, and we talk about learning from mistakes, and then all of a sudden in the middle, you bring up, you call it the eternal questions, like who's left the cap off the freaking toothpaste? Those are the big issues, are they?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have those are the humdrum day-to-day issues in all of our lives. We get up and if you're trying to live with somebody, you're trying to live with a spouse or live with a family, with children, with relatives or with a significant other of some sort. You know, those are the things, you know, I tried to make that juxtaposition between all the things of monumental import that might be going on in the world, and then at the same time, some of the most irritating things are just the little niggly things, like the cap on the toothpaste and who's going to take out the trash. We live those kind of lives, you know, that the mundane and the momentous are living side by side. You know, the comments about the media, I don't think that all journalism obviously is dead and gone. It wasn't meant to be a blanket statement. But I do think the media exacerbates the trouble in the world. I think a lot of journalists, at least in this country, engage in what I call the journalism of conflict. And they try to rub salt in the wounds, and they try to get people to bark at one another. And, you know, you watch American television now, it's disgusting. It's all about public humiliation and fighting and arguing and yelling. And it's ridiculous. So I think that in our country, at least, you know, if you turn on the television or if you read the newspaper or if you go on to the internet and look at these sites, there are very serious matters like the war and like global warming and things like that. And then right there beside those things is the news about Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan and, you know, these pop stars. And, you know, you've got the incredibly trivial, and then you've got the things of monumental importance, and you've got them side by side. And the media seems to give equal weight to both things. And I find that absurd.
No more walks in the wood. The trees have all been cut down. And where once they stood, not even a wagon rut appears along the path. Low brush is taking over. No more walks in the wood. This is the aftermath of afternoons in the clover field.
There's a great nostalgia for a more innocent past and some of the songs on the album. You mentioned global warming. I'm thinking of the song No More Walks in the Wood, where it really is looking back on an almost idyllic time, clover in the fields, and when you write, where we made our own weather, as if there wasn't this foreboding fear of global warming.
Yeah, well, that song started out as a poem. It's by one of our revered American poets named John Hollander. And I found that poem in a book of American poetry. And I read it, and I was struck by it, and I wanted to set it to music. So Stuart Smith and I sat down for about 4 hours one day at a piano and set it to music. I do think there is a longing in most people. The past always seems more innocent somehow. It may not really have been. It just may have been our perspective. You know, but when you're a child, you have that innocence. You know, a lot of our songs deal with innocence lost, whether it's in terms of America or whether it's in terms of individuals. We deal with that theme of lost innocence and sort of a yearning. I think all of us have that deep-seated yearning for our lost youth or a lost past that seemed to be less complicated and precarious than the days we're living in now.
You'll always be. Clouds appear in the sky. Remember, true love never dies.
Is it the end, though? Is it the last Eagles album? The last track on the album is Your World Now. You say, the curtain falls, I take my bow, that's how it's meant to be. It's Your World Now, almost as if you're passing the baton on to the next generation.
Yeah. There are four songs on this album that are messages directly to our children, and that song is one of them. There are two or three lines in that song that I think are the most important lyrics on this entire album. And those lines are, be part of something good, leave something good behind. And that's the message we wanted to leave for our children and for everybody, really. And this very well may be our last album. I don't know if we can or if anybody wants to do this again, but you know, we never say never.
The curtain falls. I take my bow. That's how it's meant to be. It's your world now.
It's Your World Now, the final track on the Eagles' new album, Long Road Out of Eden, which is released at the end of this month. Don Henley talking to us there from Los Angeles. Well,